Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 8, 16 and 17. This is the Spirit of God through Matthew quoting Isaiah. When even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with the devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick. How many?
All.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare, or we'd say bore, our sicknesses. What else does he need to do about it? What else does he need to do? 1 Peter 2:24, anybody know this one? 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self, what? Bare, now that's past tense, our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Are there a lot of people in the world that are not saved, they're not born again? What else does Jesus need to do to save them?
Nothing.
What else does he need to do?
Nothing.
You know, so many times people are praying and pleading, Lord, please save my brother. Save my sister. Please save my relative. Please save my friend. Please save my neighbor. What else does he need to do?
Nothing.
To save them. That's really praying the wrong direction. The Bible tells us, pray that the Lord send forth laborers into the harvest. What people need to see, they need to be enlightened to see their need of Him, and they need to see what has already been done at the cross, and to receive what's already been bought and paid for. Is it true or not? Begging God to save them is acting like He hasn't done it. Acting like Jesus hasn't done what needs to be done for them to be saved. And the same thing can be so with healing. See, there's always this danger of walking by sight, isn't it? Always. I don't care how long you've walked with the Lord. We live in this world. We got a physical body. What we see and feel can pull on you so strong. And then your believing is based on what you're seeing and feeling instead of what He said. So many times people will say, you know, I'm going to go to the doctor and get the test results. Agree with me that I'll get a good report. Why? See, you don't believe you're healed yet. Come on, can you see this? And people put more stock in the test results than they do the Bible. That's just a fact. So no, that's going the wrong direction. You need to believe you're healed no matter what you see. No matter what you feel. Right? And with the Word of God and power of God working in your life, at some point these things will line up with it. But if you're not going to believe anything's done until you get the good test result and the good report, then there's no faith involved. You're not in faith. And here's another one. Thank y'all for praying. I feel better. Just keep believing with me that the Lord will finish the work. Just keep believing with me that the Lord will continue the work and finish the work. Well, when are you going to believe it's finished? See, no faith there at all. Believe with me, I should not try to believe with you that the Lord will one day finish the work. Because we read that He said, it is finished. And He said that before He went to the grave. Before He was 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth. Yeah. Before He was raised from the dead. You talk about faith.
Yeah.
You talk about, well, if He could say it is finished, before he went to the heart of the earth, why can't we say it is finished before we get the report? Oh, come on, somebody say it is finished. It is finished. What else does the Lord need to do to heal you? Not a thing. We need to receive it. We need to receive what's already been done. These verses are not promises. These are not promises to heal us. People say, I know the Lord promised to heal me. No, He didn't. He told you, you are healed. That He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. That none of that is a promise. That's not a promise of something He's going to do in the future. Right. It's not a statement of a process that's going on. It is a past tense accomplishment with present tense results. Oh, somebody say past tense. Past tense. How many believe Jesus has already done everything that will ever need to be done for everybody on the planet to be saved, to be born again, to go to heaven? And if they say they're waiting on Him to do something, they're telling something wrong. It's simply not true. The only reason you and I didn't get saved a year before we did was because we didn't receive it a year before we did, because it was available the year before and the, come on, can you see this? And the year before and the year before. The reason people push everything off into the future tense is because they're walking by sight. They're not going to believe anything has happened until they see it, until they feel it. And that's no faith at all. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected and the evidence of things not seen. We don't look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporal. Things that are not seen are eternal, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. So I need to believe I'm forgiven and righteous before I look righteous, before I feel forgiven. Come on. If you don't, you're going to be in a mess. You're going to be in trouble. And it works. Which one's easier? Which one's easier? I need to believe I'm healed before I look healed, before I feel healed, before I got any reports telling me I'm healed. So no, we don't need to agree with you about the test results. You need to believe the Bible right now. And no, we don't need to agree with you that the Lord will finish the work. Because He has already, before you were born, finished the work. The issue is on the receiving end, because it has been provided. Selah. I'm pausing for effect. You want that to sink in just a little bit more. Come on, quote the Bible with me. Say it out loud. He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. And by His stripes, I was healed. We're just as healed as we are forgiven. All happened at the same place. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man, we're making progress. We're making progress. Go with me to Matthew 14, please. Matthew 14 and 22. Matthew 14 and 22. This is immediately following the feeding of the multitudes, the multiplication of the little boy's lunch, the loaves and fishes, and the thousands of people being supernaturally fed from it. Soon as that was done, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. They might have thought this was a little bit strange because the crowd's still there. And the Bible said he constrained them, so he had to tell them, no, I want you to go. I want you to go now. Because they're like, well, we'll just wait on you. No, go now. Constrained them to go. Verse 23, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Jesus did a lot of praying. Sometimes pray all night long. If he needed to pray, we need to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Keep going. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Now, it's actually, we'd call it a big lake. Sea of Galilee, and they're in the middle of it, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. So the wind had kicked up, and this body of water has gotten disturbed. And waves are kicking up, and it's in the middle of the night. And verse 25, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them from where he was praying on the shore, walking on, we'd say, the lake. Walking on the lake. Now, you know, a lot of folks that don't believe in God, they have trouble with this. They go, oh, it's another metaphor. It's a figure. No, no. If it's a parable, the Bible says it's a parable. If it says it happened, it happened. And if you don't believe it could happen, then you don't believe in God. You don't believe God can do a miracle. You just don't believe in Him. You're not a believer. He said he went to them walking on the sea, walking on the lake. Yeah, you can say wow. Wow. In the fourth watch of the night, now this is the wee hours of the morning, what, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Jesus went to them walking on the lake. In case you didn't get it first time. Did I hear him right? Yeah, walking on the lake. Not swimming, not walking around the lake. Not walking on the specially placed rocks. Walking on the lake.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me